Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are coming to us for today. So we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you about who she is and why she does what she does. Okay, DC. Computer is doing weird things again.
There you are. Good morning, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm going to start calling you the magical Barbara because you're making the magic happen here, getting us, you know, on air and connected with everyone. So I think you're going to have to add magical as well to your beautiful list of all the names that you have, and I think magical has to go in there too, okay? With that being said, I'm going to say hello to everyone. I was just pouring a beautiful hot cup of love. It's in the 20s here, so I was sipping on that. This is the Magical DC Love, and how did I get the name the Magical DC Love? Barbara and her guides, you know, said you have to add magical. So I said, okay. So I'm known as the Magical DC Love. I'm known as DC Love, and even the Real DC Love. And, you know, whatever one resonates with you, that's fine with me. And you're asking me how I do what I do. Well, that's a little bit deep for this time in the morning, Barbara. But I will say that my journey started, the journey that I'm on presently, it started with sugar cookies, beautiful, delicious sugar cookies in a big 2-pound container. And they flew off my kitchen counter onto my kitchen floor. My tile was covered with cookies and sprinkles. And I'm thinking, like, what is going on here? And if that wasn't enough, my cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. She knew that I wanted to connect and get a message for my cousin. So she said, you know, why not go to the source? Here I am. And she started to connect with me via my cell phone. And I wasn't ready for that at that point. And if that wasn't enough, Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe, and I screamed, get off of me, please. So all of that propelled me forward to where I find myself today on this beautiful, amazing path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I also discovered, wow, you know what? I do have a really strong connection with Spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I had a law enforcement background. I traded in my .357. And now love is my revolver. And I offer angelic love. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. I have Jackson going crazy in the background here, sorry. And believe it or not, we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize, you know what, Joan, okay, this really is truly a divine connection. And I'm going to add you to my list of guides. So Joan did something amazing. She left this door open, and those on the other side, they walked through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but as I feel, you know what, normal's overrated anyway. And I'm so blessed to be here and to access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people regularly. But long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am, I don't know if I can add magical, DC. It makes me, You know, it just gets longer and longer. I am the divinely activated, anointed, appointed, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And now I'm supposed to add magical. Although I am magical. Okay. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I do what I do because it's who I am. It's what I've been looking for in my own life. And so sometimes I can only get there by doing it for others. You know, because we're taught certain things growing up. One of the things that I was taught that it's more important to do things for others than it is to do things for yourself. And so I'm still battling with that to some extent, not nearly as much as I used to. But sometimes my guidance knows that I need to help someone else first. And that's one of the things I'm working on letting go. But if that's you, then by all means, find someone else that you can help so that you can help yourself. Because it's not really about them, it's about you. And that's one of the important things I am learning about my life. It's not really about anybody else. It's about me. It's about being who I am. And I'm doing that by doing what I am inspired to do. And I love doing what I'm inspired to do because it means I don't need to have a list of what I need to accomplish every day. And I'm one of those people that used to always have a list. And in fact, if you could see my desk now, it's covered with pieces of paper with things written on it. But they are not lists. They are actually insights and information that I've received from guidance. So things have definitely changed in my life. What I want is joy. What I want is freedom. And so I help bring that to other people as well. And it really makes a huge difference in my life as well as in theirs. And I'm coming to accept that it is okay for me to take care of me, to make myself an important part of my life. And I help other people to do that too. I bring them the insight, the understanding of what is actually important for them so they can let go of all of the other stuff and just live their life because it's their life. So it's been a really, 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 really interesting experience. And I've learned a lot about myself, a lot about life, a lot about other people. And I'm really enjoying it. If you would like to know more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there about the different things that I do and how it all works and how much it costs and all of that kind of stuff. So if you have any questions for me, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. All right, DC, it is time for us to start hearing some messages. So what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara. The first thing I'm guided to read today is a message that's actually just a beautiful little prayer. So I think I'm going to start off with that. Okay, let's see. Jackson has me running around here. Thank goodness there's a mute button. Otherwise, I think I'd be in a little bit of trouble. Okay. Okay, so the prayer that Spirit guided me to read today was written by Sarah Burkett, I believe, and it's just be still and listen, a reminder from the angels. Listen closely and you will hear the angels singing, the sweetest song you ever heard. Resting on the plush grass green, gazing at the bluest sky above, you are surrounded by the angels singing. Feel your soul full of love while the angels are softly singing. You may feel them brush against your cheeks, singing their heavenly songs. Listen to the angels singing, leaving their sweet song tucked safely in your heart. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And then the next thing I have is a message, and I had channeled it. I don't even know when, Barbara, but I was guided to read this one. Greetings, soul family. We come before you today to spread joy and love and to help you expand as you fulfill your soul's purpose. We wish to illuminate the path before you and to help you complete your earthly mission as we communicate intuitively with you on so many levels. We want to connect and work with each of you on a daily basis. Even small steps taken in the right direction will help you go forward onto your given path. Your journey will be more fulfilling than you could have ever imagined. Each of you has a team of guides that will help you navigate through the journey called life. Before you decided to reincarnate into this lifetime, beloveds, you chose which lessons you wanted to learn, and we will accompany you and oversee your progress, as well as working closely with you as you resonate with your soul's calling. As you ascend, your higher guides will step forward to help you transform and fulfill your divine destiny. With each occurrence you face, we will assist you. Your highest and best is the utmost importance to us. Reach out to us as you would a dear friend. We want to help you to create the life that you have envisioned. Beloved, you are here for a reason. Do what brings your heart joy. Be the unique person you were meant to be. Go with the flow. Call upon us to help you bring inspiration. Resonate with what you wish to accomplish. We will assist you in your creative efforts. Clear your mind and listen as we provide you with the guidance and support you are needing. Look to people who inspire you. Each of you has a story to tell, as well as a reason for being here right now. Your wisdom can impact the life of your fellow man. You have learned lessons, faced hardships, and experienced joyful times as well. The challenges that you faced have made you stronger. Along your journey, you will meet many people that will add to your experience. Each connection is necessary, and your encounter was pre-planned. Some will accompany you for only a short time, while there'll also be others that will be with you throughout your lifetime. As you go forward on your journey, you will realize the significance that each person has brought to you. Whether you perceive the connection as good or bad, each person has helped in some way. At times, the most difficult of those experiences may have taught you a little bit more about yourself and resonate with all the emotions that are present. Do not disregard painful experiences. These experiences contain lessons and purpose that will assist you in your soul's growth. Bless each experience as it has helped you to move forward on your soul's path. Your mission is as individual and unique as each of you are. While some may have similar work during this incarnation, only you can fulfill your purpose and your life mission. As you go forward and add to the collective consciousness of the soul family, notice how each of you have an impact on each other and allow your positive action to add to the collective memory of this group. All the good that you have experienced throughout your lifetime has a positive effect, both individually and as a group. Become aware of the tremendous positive effect that you have. You are an extension of this group. Strive to have a positive, long-lasting relationship and offer each other the support that is needed. Share your love and your wisdom with each other as well as the world. We send loving frequencies and offer you never-ending support. When you are ready, we are here for you. We are so grateful for the opportunity to connect with each of you today. We are all one. We are sharers of light, love, and universal consciousness. Shine brightly and be love, light and love divine. So with that message, Barbara, that I had channeled, when I go back and read them, it's like I'm reading it for the first time. It's so crazy. So I had another opportunity. I was guided by my grandmother to share a message in one of our groups, and it was a message for everyone, and she's here today, and she's saying she's enjoying the show. And she can't wait to hear the advice that we have to share with others. But the funny thing, I felt her presence and I disregarded it. And then I just turned on a little movie for Jackson, and one of the characters' names was Lala. So Lala was the nickname that I called my grandmother, Barbara. I guess I'm going to share her message. I think that's what she's asking me to do. So with that being said, The universe will always take care of you if you believe and do your part too. You are a great group, a great collective. You've been working toward what you are wanting. Don't force yourself down life's path. Just let things happen and don't overthink things. I see so many people worrying about things that actually never happen. Please spend more time enjoying life and discover your gifts and work on developing them. This is a great place where you can find so much guidance. And she's saying, you know, when she was younger, she had, like, beautiful spiritual gifts, Barbara, but there was no place like we have right now to connect with others and really to help to make our, you know, our gifts, you know, to help them to grow and to connect with like-minded people. So she thinks, you know, the shows that we do, the groups that we have, she thinks it's all amazing. And she's saying, make a choice and take small steps towards your dreams. God has created each of you with the unique abilities and talents you have, and the things you focus on are the things that will manifest. Try to find something to be happy about every single day, because happiness is always a choice. And don't forget to take care of the little things in life. Small tasks reap great rewards, and believe in a higher power and trust yourself. Have faith in knowing that things can and they will get better. Continue to follow your dreams. You don't have to move really fast. Slow and steady wins the race, turtle speed. And let go of your worries and nurture your child side. Enjoyment is just as important as work. It will help you to remain healthy. Creativity is spiritual and helps you to connect with your purpose. And one last thing, please, you know, everyone, listen to this. Please love yourself first. Love that beautiful person that you are. Do yourself a favor and love your soul right now. Because the more that you love you, the more love will be returned to you. I'm sending you all some love from above. DC's grandmother, Lala. So that was my grandmother. It's actually the first time she's really come in and wanted to actively take part in my journey, Barbara.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Not sure what's going to come out, because this is one of those days feeling... Okay. Here we go. Good morning, my beloved. We want you, first of all, to just relax. Just relax and let go. Some of you are holding on to so much tension. You're thinking, you're worrying, you're doubting, you're fearing, you're stressing. Just let go. That is all part of the old way of being. You are in a beautiful energy now that allows you to flow. That allows you to know what is right for you to create in every moment of your existence. That allows you to be the one who is making the choices about who you are, about what you're experiencing, about what you are feeling. We encourage you to just relax. Just relax and let go. No matter what it is you're hanging on to, just relax and let go. You are each surrounded and supported by a group of angels who are there to assist you. So just relax and let go. They will take your worries, your doubts, your fears, your concerns, your stresses, and do what is right with them, which is let them go. Let them go. Let them go. This way you can move past all that and you can see what is actually important. You can be who you truly choose to be. This is about you accepting you. You accepting your powers. You accepting that you have choices. No matter how life seems. No matter how you are feeling. No matter what is happening, you always have choices. So just relax. Let go. Hand it all over to the angels. Just relax and let go. All is well, and your life is truly changing. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to us.
Oh, beautiful. That was a beautiful message for today. Thank you, Barbara.
It certainly was relaxing.
It was, my goodness. Maybe a little bit too relaxing. And as you were reading your beautiful message to everyone, channeling it, Jackson said, "Grammy, are you on the radio with Auntie Barbara?" You can say hello. Say hello, Miss Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jackson.
He just wants to hang on to the phone and not give it back. Okay.
Okay, well, we have come to the part of this show where we take questions from our callers and from people in the chat room. The number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Don't forget to press the number 1 when you call so that we know that you want to talk to us. Otherwise, we will probably just let you listen. And we will go to our first caller now from area code 205. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
There you
Happy New Year.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Happy New Year to you both. Thank you for taking my call. You're welcome. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And my question is, it's centered around love. There's an ex-partner that we ended things 2 years ago. We were together for 5 years. And he has reached out to me on a number of times. And we've reconnected. And I just want to know, what do you see around this connection? I do want to take it very slow this time, start off as friends. But what are you picking up?
Okay. The first thing, this is DC, hon. As you were describing, you know, the situation,
yes.
I was feeling fear and insecurity around love. Okay?
Okay.
And I understand that is understandable. Okay. I'm also getting like new beginnings. I see a lot of unconditional love surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, it's really weird because I'm getting that you've got to be like a little bit more patient, a little bit more optimistic. Okay.
Okay.
Know that, you know, it takes two people in any kind of relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting, you know, you've got this beautiful dynamic personality. You're really outgoing. And, you know, you have just like a beautiful, beautiful personality.
Thank you.
I'm getting the other person is a little bit different. And I know opposites do attract. I'm getting sometimes like a little bit impulsive, sometimes a little bit temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting like when you see him or you envision him, just focus, you know, focus your energies on what you desire, and just you've got to try to stay more positive because, as we know, you know, like if you've heard of the law of attraction, you know, whatever you're thinking about is what you're bringing in, right? So you choose to
right.
think only about what you're wanting, correct?
Yeah.
You've got to be careful with that. Okay. I'm just trying to see if they're going to give me a little bit more. I mean, you guys are, like, really, really different personality-wise. Okay. Okay. Who's the one that feels, like, a little bit suffocated? I feel like, oh, my goodness, I can't breathe. A little bit suffocated, a little bit uneasy. Okay?
Oh, his being or mine?
One of you. Like I said, the energy around the relationship. Someone feels at times a little bit suffocated, a little bit uneasy. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just getting, like, this relationship, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work if it's going to work. You know, it's really, it's going to take work on both of your, you know, sides there.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm getting there's a chance to build what you want, but there's still a lot of confusion. There's conflict within this relationship, hon.
Okay.
So, is he open to working and making things better, like, for the two of you?
Well, that's what we, when we came together, that's what I talked to him about. You know, we both need to do the work.
Is he open to that?
And he said he was, he said he was open to doing the work.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's half the battle if he in fact is open. Okay? Okay, I know, you know, like your relationship is satisfying in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we've got to, you know, we've got to realize that, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, magical and wonderful. Because once we get, you know, familiar with people, you know, like, the relationship does change, okay?
So
the other thing that you've got to realize, though, that everything, it's not going to be perfect, okay?
Right.
And you've got to, you know, you've got to work with that. Because I'm getting, maybe like with some kind of expectations that you may have, it sort of affects you a little bit negatively, okay?
Okay.
There is a beautiful connection, and it's really nice. But I'm feeling like when you like, as you're describing the situation to Barbara and myself, that you're a person that's more to the point than he is, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you do have you have this beautiful emotional connection with him. Okay,
yes.
And you guys, like, you understand just by being around each other, you don't have to talk. You know, like, what mood you're in, you feel their energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like this is, like, a connection from long ago, like, these are souls that came together again in this lifetime. You guys have, there's a lot of synchronicities between the two of you, okay? And I feel like I said, if you guys can both work at it, it's going to take work. There's a lot of potential for the relationship to go long term, okay?
Okay.
So it's just going to be like, it's going to take time. You've got to, you know, you've got to nurture it. And you yourself have got to connect with that inner child and have a little bit more fun, okay?
Okay.
Because she's saying, you know what? You've been overly critical of yourself as well. And, you know, you've got to let go of things and you've got to have a little fun and just focus on you for a while. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, it's really funny because I'm hearing her say, you know what? She's just saying, you know, life is supposed to be a party. When's the last time you, like, you know, just really had fun with other people and not really thought about, you know, serious stuff, okay? Your beautiful inner child is saying, hon, you know, the people that are stressing you out today, they're going to be there tomorrow, you know? So why not have, like, a little party? Feel good for a while, you know? And
yes.
My dog comes in, and Ginger is saying, do you use essential oils at all? Are you familiar with essential oils?
I'm not.
Okay, well, essential oils can help in so many different ways. They could help us, you know, physically to feel better. They could help us spiritually. And my dog Ginger's on the other side. She's been there for a few years. She comes in and she's saying, hi, it's really nice to connect with you. What I want to offer you would be information about a grounding blend of essential oil that will bring a little bit more balance into your life. She's saying that, hon, that you've been a little bit out of balance. There's stress that you really don't need. Okay?
Okay.
And she's talking about, you know, you should get together with friends and family and really connect with the sweetness in life, okay? She's saying, after all, you know, life is supposed to taste like candy, okay? But if you're out of alignment, you know that's not going to be the case, okay? So she's saying you've got to get yourself some grounding blend, or you could just, like, look at a picture of it and just, like, you know, feel the energy, you know, and to help you to get back in that flow again, okay? And that you feel at home in your life, and you could taste the sweetness that life really does have to offer. Okay, and she wants you to, I am in balance in my life and in all things, okay?
I am balanced in my life.
And in all things.
In all things.
Yes. Okay. So she's just saying, you know, a grounding blend of essential oils would have maybe a little bit of frankincense, a little bit of chamomile, some spruce, some blue tansy. So you could look at different companies if you're interested and get some, okay?
Okay.
So she's just saying it'll really, you know, help you, okay? And it's sort of like this, she's like walking with you. She's putting her arm around your shoulder. She's saying, smile. You know, she's saying just connect with the real you because she loves your energy when you're not worried, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. God bless you. And hold on, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Barbara?
Okay. Thank you, DC. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Patricia. Okay. So I have the goddess Ash who is here, and she wants to talk with you. And when she's talking with you, she's also clearing your energy. So you may feel changes in yourself as you're listening to her speak, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here she is. One of the reasons why this person has come back into your life is because it's time for you to take a look at yourself. They are showing you things that you need to see about you, the things that you don't particularly care for in them or you flat out don't like about them are things that are connected with you. It's connected with who you believe that you are and who you are being. They are giving you the reflection of yourself. So when you are thinking about this relationship, start looking at it from the aspect of what is it that I am here to learn from this? That's why the two of you have come together in this lifetime. That is why he's come back into your life. Because there are still things that you are going to learn as a result of this relationship. We want that to be your focus. We want that to be what is important. Yes, the relationship is important, and it will provide what it is there to provide. You cannot fix him. You already know this. You cannot change him. You already know this, too. You've tried numerous times, and it just doesn't work. He refuses to change. And that's absolutely fine because he's not required to. The only one you have the power to change is you. So start looking at it from that aspect of seeing what it is showing you about you. And so we are clearing you of a lot of old misconceptions about relationships, about love, about life, about what's possible. And we are just taking away all of that that you no longer need because, frankly, you don't need it. And we are opening you up to seeing what is actually important for you, to seeing what is important for you to attract into your life, what it is that your heart truly desires for you to experience. We are opening you up to loving and accepting yourself. And that is the most beautiful love that is possible. When you love and accept yourself, it makes everything else possible in your own life because you are no longer putting limitations on what you get to experience. And so we ask that you now take a nice deep, deep breath and just let go. There. That is much better. How does that feel?
Oh, light. I feel light.
Yeah. She took a lot of stuff out of you, so you should feel light. So start seeing this relationship as an opportunity for you to grow, you to learn more about you, you to bring more love and light and joy and laughter into your own life. This is about you actually having fun with life. So make that a priority for you. Don't put yourself last. Okay, she's saying stop putting yourself last. And let yourself be important. Okay, she wants me to say that several times. Let yourself be important. Let yourself be important. Let yourself be important now. Okay, she cleared some more stuff out of you while I was saying that. All right, how does that feel now, Patricia?
Oh, wow. That feels great. Thank you, ladies, both. I really enjoyed. Oh, my God. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
Wow. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, call us back if you need us or, you know, give us an
update. First time calling, and I will call you back. I would like to remain on the line to just continue to listen. God bless you both. Thank you.
Okay. We always keep people on the line, so you only hang up if you hang up, unless you're really, really annoying, and then I might hang you up, but you're okay. All right.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but once I press that button, I never know how fast this computer's going to work. All right, let's go to our next caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Nathaniel. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I was hoping to get a message from the angels.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Nathaniel, my dog Ginger is one of my furry guides, and she's saying, you know, she's been listening in, you know, as you call in, and she wants to recommend patchouli essential oil to help you to have to be a little bit more present, have a little bit more faith, to be a little bit more open-hearted, okay? And she's saying, she has an affirmation, I give thanks for all I created and for all I am. Okay, so if you could please repeat that. I give thanks for all I created.
I give thanks
for all I created.
For all I created.
And for all I am.
And for all I am.
Yes. And I just felt your energy changed a little bit, okay? And I feel like with this oil on the patchouli, that it's really going to help you to stay connected with the universe, to really feel that beautiful connection, and to really, you know, feel, you know, like to go within a little bit deeper, okay? To be more inspired in everything that you do. Okay, and the angels are saying, it's now time, Nathaniel, to take action, okay? Maybe you've been, you know, thinking about what you're going to do, maybe procrastinating a little bit, but I'm getting, like, now is time to take action. Okay, so what is it that you've been thinking about doing presently that you need to go forward with?
Well, I want to get this poured out for the chemo, and then I'm be going back to work soon. I don't know if I should look for another apartment now. It's kind of I wonder if I could get some advice there.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, that you've got to just really, you know, really see yourself healthy, Nathaniel. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Your mindset has to change like a little bit. You've got to see yourself as really healthy. Okay? The angels are with you. I think you might need like a little bit more motivation to have a little bit more confidence and they're there to help you. Mother Mary is there, and Nathaniel, she has her beautiful powder blue blanket around you. And she's holding you in her motherly embrace, okay? And she wants you to sort of adjust the way you see things in your life, the way you see, you know, your past life, the way you see, you know, your present life, and the way you see the future, okay? And you're still holding on to something, like, really heavy, emotions that you don't need to carry anymore, okay?
I've been donating some of my stuff to Goodwill and stuff, so I've been getting rid of some stuff I have in the garage and stuff.
Well, that's really good. I'm getting in regard to health. I'm hearing blessings, miracles. Okay, and you know you've been praying in regard to your health. I'm hearing that the divine is answering your prayers, Nathaniel. So you've got to be able to maybe like meditate a little bit and listen to the guidance that you're getting, and then intuitively you're going to be able to go forward and take the steps needed. Okay. And I'm also getting, Nathaniel, do you have like any interest in healing? Because you yourself are a healer as well.
Oh, yeah. I've done massage and for many years. I started over too many to say. So I've always done massage and, you know, I had a good friend.
Well, that's good.
That
I mean, focusing on you is good. But what the angels are saying as well, Nathaniel, is that you are a healer yourself.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You need to rest, find that peace within, to relax, to clear the energy within you, and to boost your positivity. And that is going to bring you a little bit more clarity than you presently have, okay?
To be a healer, you say, or to what now?
Yes, you have healing abilities if you want to pursue, the path of healing. But to get on track, I feel like you've got to, mindfully find some quiet time and, just go within and listen to the guidance that you're getting. Right now you feel a little bit lost. You feel confused. You do need time to recharge those batteries, Nathaniel. Massage is good. Any kind of pampering treatment is really going to be helpful, because right now this is the time to relax and to recenter, okay, and to nurture yourself, okay? And that's why Mother Mary, is coming in, and she's saying, Nathaniel, my beloved Nathaniel, I am with you. You are being taken care of, okay?
Great.
And just, you can speak with her, too, about anything that's on your mind as well, okay? She's filled with love, and she's surrounding you with unconditional love, okay? So she's saying, Nathaniel, please do not forget to take good care of yourself. Okay, and just to love yourself a little bit more. And I feel you do need a little bit of a healing, so I'm going to ask Barbara to come in at this time, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay, thanks.
God bless.
Thanks, DC. Bye-bye.
Okay, so the goddess asked is here for you, too. And here's what she wants to say. It's time for you to really let go. You've been going through so much over the last several months. You've gone through that health crisis that it's over and done. So please let that go. There's nothing else you need to do about that. But this is about you coming into yourself, coming into your power, coming into your life. It is about you starting to see the beauty in every situation. Starting to see the beauty in every situation. Starting to see the beauty in every situation. And we say that many times so that you can actually be able to hear us. So that you can actually begin to accept that it is okay for you to see the beauty in every situation. There is a part of you that was trained to always see what was wrong, to always look for what was wrong, to always be afraid of what was wrong, to always think that what was wrong was going to come and tap you on the shoulder or kick you in the ass. And we want you to let that go. We want you to let that go. We want you to let that go. It's time to let that go. It's time for you to see the beauty in yourself and in every situation, and allow yourself to open up to the changes within you. Open up to your changes. Open up to the changes and allow them to flow. We want you to breathe deeply now and to just let go. You don't need to figure everything out. You don't need to use your brain to come up with all the solutions to the problems that you see in your life. It is not something your brain is supposed to do. Let it go. Let your heart guide you. Let the universal mind show you so much more than your brain could ever understand. All of the answers are there for you. All of the answers are there for you. All of the answers are there for you. And everything is falling into place. It truly is. Everything in your life is falling into place. You don't need to worry. Don't need to worry. You don't need to worry. You're going to find a new place to live. And it's going to be a place that you are going to love and enjoy. And you are going to feel at home and at peace there. And it is on its way to you. There's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to worry about. There are no concerns. Just allow yourself to attract it into your life. It's already there for you. Let yourself receive it. It's already there for you. Just accept it and breathe. Everything is working out fine. You're opening up more and more to the music within you, which is so beautiful. And you are going to have such a profound effect on others with that music. You're going to help them to heal their own lives, their own hearts, their own fears, their own worries. You are magical in your own way. And we want you to start accepting that. Start accepting the goodness of you. We love you. And everything is working out perfectly. Oh, okay. That's what she wanted to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much for all that. Thank you.
Oh, got all that energy in me, too. All right, Nathaniel, focus on what you truly desire and allow it to flow into your life. So just be open forward to receiving. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming to you.
I probably shouldn't apply for that apartment then, seeing how it's on the second floor and everything, and maybe something else will come up. Something definitely will come up.
Well, you know, you can check in and see if you're supposed to do the application, because it may be a different apartment than that second floor apartment. So they're not telling me whether or not you need to fill out the application. Doesn't need to fill out the application. It won't hurt to fill out the application, but do not accept an apartment that you do not desire. If it doesn't meet
I think you have to put the $40 for the thing and the $250 deposit down first. So I don't know if you know, you could switch. You know, you could switch ships. You know.
Okay, you may want to talk with them and find out whether or not you can. Yeah. And if you can't, then don't go for the apartment that you don't actually want. But if it's more flexible.
Yeah, I could find, you know, someone else to move in with, you know. If I meet a girl and she has a place, I could move in with her. Right? So I don't know. It might be,
okay.
You know, it might be something I don't need to do, so I don't know. But
if you're looking for a love match, you know, you need to put that intention out there, because that's not something you've ever talked about before, is, you know, finding a love match.
A lot of people are saying that, you know, I'm going to find a gal. I remember D.C. saying that a few weeks back. You know, she might see that. So that might be an avenue as well, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for everything.
Well, you are welcome, and, you know, let us know how it goes, and we'll talk to you the next time we talk to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Have a beautiful day, hon.
Bye-bye, DC.
Bye, honey. Thank you for calling.
All right, DC, we are done for the day.
Well, it was a beautiful day, Barbara. My goodness. I just feel like I've gotten my daily dose of vitamin D, and the only way that, you know, that I get it is when we have our beautiful show. It doesn't come from a pharmacy, you know?
Oh, and if we could patent it and put it in a bottle, think how rich we'd become.
Yes, oh my goodness, if only, right? Oh my goodness. And Ginger's saying that, you know, if you guys want to think, she's saying of an essential oil that would benefit both of you would be myrrh, to honor the feminine, that beautiful, beautiful goddess within, Barbara. She's saying for the two of us.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so she's telling us, you know, to really just to connect with that beautiful feminine goddess within. That we do a great job, and we've got to honor ourselves, is what she's telling us. And she's asking that we say, I am creation, I am life. And, you know, and she's just showing me, you know, that when we, you know, when we honor, you know, ourselves, we honor, you know, I guess that we honor of all of creation. And she's saying, I am so proud of the both of you. So she wants us to honor the mother within as well. And, Barbara, I have to go. I have a phone call. Have a great day.
Okay.
You, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, thanks, everybody, for listening. Okay. And DC is gone now. But I have a question in the chat room from Little Fairy. My current coworkers are not supportive, and they complain to my boss and I don't mingle with them. They unfairly blame me for a work mistake that happened 2 days after I joined. I stood for myself with my boss. I don't think she believed me. Okay, let's see. This is what the goddess ass is saying for you, Little Fairy. We want you to just let go. We seriously want you to just let go. You get so wrapped up in the politics of where you are working that you find yourself unable to work. It just becomes too much for you. And we are asking that you just let go. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. You don't need to keep looking for a different position, a different office, a different job, a different this, a different that. You are always trying to change the world outside of you when it has nothing to do with the world outside of you. It's time for you to accept yourself. Accept yourself. Accept yourself. Accept yourself. We are clearing your energy right now as we are speaking with you. Accept yourself. Let go. Let go. Let go. And just breathe. It is not about them. It is not about the job. It is not about the place you work. It is not about the people you work with. It is about you. It is about who you are choosing to be. We want you to start seeing the beauty within you. We want you to start seeing the love within you. We want you to allow yourself to connect with the people that you work with. Become friends. You don't need to be afraid of them. We're removing the fear, clearing it out, clearing it out, clearing it out, and bringing you back to that state of peace. Life is not controlled by circumstances or situations. Life starts with you. It is starting with what you believe. It is starting what you are creating. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. And just allow yourself to move forward in love, in light. Let it get better. There. We want you to make you the priority. Not other people, not circumstances, not situations, not jobs, not bosses, not coworkers, not men, not anything. But you. I want you to make you the most important person in your life. And to see the good within you. See the good. See the good. See the good. You have so much potential. It's time for you to start living it. It's time for you to let it flow. We love you. And we ask that you join us in loving you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you and clear you of. Feel the energy moving. All right, so start letting yourself see the good in your life and in every situation and allow that to just flow. Just allow it to flow. Just allow it to flow. All right, little fairy. And we have one caller. I'm going to click on you, but I want you to know that DC is already gone, so it's just me. So here you go. Area code 510. Hi.
Well, that's hilarious because I just, you know who it is. Well, you didn't know, but you did know. It's me.
Yeah, I know. It's you, Leanne.
I know. I was like, she knows it's me. She knows I'm like kind of hanging out. And there's nothing wrong with just you and all you see.
Oh, I know that. I just wanted to.
I know you do. Oh, no, I know you do. What's funny is, you know, I wasn't listening before either. I just, like, literally just dialed in, as you probably saw. So open to anything that wants to come through.
Okay. Well, here is the goddess asked, and this is why you called. So. We want you to start today to just be you. Let that be your motto from this moment forward. Be you. And every single moment, just be you. You don't have to worry about anybody or anything else or what's happening or what's not happening or what people are thinking or what they're not thinking or any of that other stuff. Just be you. We want you to be you. You are such an amazing, beautiful, absolutely phenomenal woman, and you still don't see it. So we want you to let this be your new practice, that every day you will just be you. And everything you do, think about whether or not you are just being you. And if you're not being you, then why the heck are you doing it? Because if it's not you, it's not you. So let it go. Just be you. Just be you. Just be you. You are good enough. You truly are good enough. Just be you. No more excuses, no doubts, no fears, no stress. Just be you.
That feels good. That is what I call it. Right. Whoa.
So that's why you called.
I curl back under the covers. That is why I called. Yeah, and the kind of writing that came through this morning, too. I'm like, okay, there we go, because I didn't know who wrote that. And I said, okay, cool, let me call. Wow, nice. I went back into the covers. I'm laying right here going, okay, it's just me. Me.
Cool. All right, then.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, wow, nice. Yeah, it's all I needed. There's my practice. I got enough there.
Okay. Then we are done.
Thank you. God bless. I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That is our show for today. Thank you all for calling in and being a part of it. And we will talk again on Sunday. Or you can call tomorrow and just talk to me. Get answers to life's questions. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.